Simmer as well. And we'll move to our last argument, United States versus Sens. Mr. Donovan.
Good morning. May it please the court, opposing counsel. I'm Chris Donovan. I represent Mr. Sens on this appeal. The minor participant sentencing guideline is straightforward. It directs a court to decrease a defendant's base offense level by two levels if his role in the offense is makes him substantially less culpable than the average participant. And the error made by the district court upon resentencing this course is also straightforward. It compared Mr. Sens, who was a one-time courier of what he thought was drug proceeds, not to the average participant in the drug conspiracy, but only to the other couriers. And contrary to what the government states several times in its brief, the district court never found that the couriers as a whole represented the average participant. Rather, the court jumped immediately to comparing Mr. Sens only to the couriers with really no justification for doing so in light of the guidelines directives. So to ascertain the average participant.
Those other couriers, what had they hadn't received a minor participant discount.
That's correct. I don't know that that has any bearing on whether Mr. Sens should, because I think if the court was making the mistake of only comparing all the couriers to each other, it might have erred in not giving them the minor role as a whole. I didn't look at the other sentencing transcripts, so I can't say what analysis it did for the other defendants. But I know for Mr. Sens, the court jumped straight to comparing him only to the couriers and not to the conspiracy and the average participant as a whole. And so I think that
but
the table
did the judge explain the situation of each of these other couriers?
I'm sorry?
Say why they had been sentenced as they were sentenced?
I don't think that the sentencing is what is the focus here for minor role participant. I think that you only look at the conduct and try to establish what the average participant's conduct is and then whether he's...
Yeah. No, I mean, but did the judge describe the conduct of these other couriers? Or just say... Or just lump all the couriers?
I think that she did discuss some of the couriers. I don't know about all. I think there was four other couriers. There was five total. I think she did discuss that there was one or two others who only made one trip, like Mr. Sens did. But I don't know that she went through each courier.
Did they all ask for a minor participant?
I don't know, Your Honor. I don't have their sentencing transcripts.
I don't know whether the judge actually ruled on their, gave reasons why they were not minor.
Correct. I only know what her reasoning was given and what her explanations were for my client. And I think this is where, if you look at the table that I include in my reply brief, it just illustrates the analysis that the court should have done. It doesn't mean that the court was obliged to make the findings and agree with my assessment, but it shows that looking at the conspiracy as a whole, that Mr. Sens was substantially less culpable than the average participant, including some of the other couriers who made more trips, who transported more drugs, and who was more involved in the offense. So I believe that at a minimum, this case needs to be sent back to the district court for another sentencing so that the proper analysis can be done. And I just want to comment that the analysis does matter, because if the enhancement would have been, or I'm sorry, the reduction would have been applied, his guideline range would have been 6 to 9 years lower than where she found by not granting it. It's a five-level swing altogether. And so I think that because she didn't make a statement saying that I would have imposed the same sentence regardless of any error I made in the guidelines, and because the perjury and obstruction that she discusses is already factored into whatever guideline would ultimately apply, and because she does comment several times about the harshness and the whopping size of the sentence imposed, I don't think this court can be sure that the sentence would have been the same regardless of the error made. So I'll save any time I might have for rebuttal.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Donovan. Mr. McCoskey?
Good morning, and may it please the court. Will McCoskey, Assistant U.S. Attorney. This court should affirm the judgment of the district court. This court sent the case back, of course, for resentencing on a very narrow question, that question being whether or not Mr. Sens should be entitled to a minor role adjustment. The district court answered that question in the negative and did not commit any reversible error in doing so. I'd like to first briefly address a question that Judge Posner had. The district judge did, in fairly good detail, go through the factors underlying the culpability of Mr. Sens' co-couriers, and in addition to that, expressly at the request of the government, adopt the government's submission in support of its position statement
so,
prior to
so
the resentencing.
So in this conspiracy, there were, I assume, a few leaders, and then everybody else was a courier, so therefore, when she's doing the comparison, the couriers become the average members of the conspiracy, because that was one of the things that she was asked to look at, and it's not explicit in the transcript. I mean, there's no, I mean, she just talks about it. It'll be very difficult to determine who an average member of the conspiracy is.
Your Honor, that's correct. I mean, in the context of the resentencing, there's no question that the district court focused its attention on the courier subgroup. It also compared that courier subgroup in adopting the government submission to people who received an aggravating role for their offense. That's Mendez, Mascaro, and Delgado, and the two individuals at the low end who had mitigating roles. The courier group was kind of in the middle. The district court framed the question in that way to Mr. Sens's counsel at the resentencing. And, of course, the argument presented, it was only argument presented on behalf of Mr. Sens. No evidence regarding who the average participant ought to be. We still don't know. It's the argument presented then is similar to the argument presented now, which is...
Did the other couriers ask for a minor participant discount?
Your Honor, I'm not aware of that. Certainly, that question did not come up in the context of the resentencing. But what did come up is the judge, I think, made clear that they did not receive the benefit of a minor role adjustment. And in fact, also explained that any difference in the sentence that they did get versus what Mr. Sens eventually got is due to factors that are permissible under the guidelines. That is, other couriers receive the benefit of safety valve adjustments or, of course, acceptance of responsibility for pleading guilty and accepting responsibility for what they did. So those are differences, as the judge, I think the judge said you can't make an apples-to-apples comparison. I think that's true. Mr. Sens is in, certainly he's comparable, I would say, to the other members of this courier subset. But not only that, because of the 240-month mandatory minimum, that put him in a category that's going to give him a different sentence from the other people, even if his culpability is roughly comparable and certainly not substantially less culpable, which is what the standard is. And again, it brings me back around to what I started answering Judge Williams' question with, is I think that it's incumbent on the defendant who has the burden to come forward and say, this person represents the average participant, and I am substantially less culpable than that person. There was no evidence that was provided to pinpoint any particular person, not even a hypothetical person. And then when the judge, and I think properly, went in and compared Mr. Sens and his culpability to the other couriers, that can't be reversible error. It can't be reversible error for a couple of reasons.
Well, he appears to have been the lowest courier.
In what respect, Your Honor?
Well, in amount of kilograms or right, he transported money, and the PSR translated that to 25 kilograms. But we have one of these guys, 100 to 110 kilograms. Another just says transported cocaine and drug proceeds between El Paso and Indianapolis, implying, you know, more than once. Another one transported 28 kilograms. Now, that would be very close. But another was 49 kilograms, another 25. So he's in the bottom half of the couriers.
And whether or not your description, Judge, if I accept that as accurate, whether or not that's substantially less culpable is not something I think that Mr. Sens has established or can establish on this record. And, Your Honor, I see I'm out of time. If I may just very briefly respond in addition to what you said. That is,
I think Judge Williams has a question.
Okay, Your Honor, maybe I should
answer. Finish.
Okay.
What you were saying.
All right, as you said, Judge.
I have a question about the red light.
The respective culpability, Your Honor, if you translate that, whether it's money, whether it's drugs, just to the base offense levels, Mr. Sens, the base offense level prior to the adjustment for obstruction of justice was a 34. Mr. Espinoza, who had one trip, also a level 34. Mr. Mraz, two trips, a level 32. Mr. Urquidy, one trip, level 34. And then Mr. Smith, who had four trips, was a level 36, a lot more. But then again, he had the benefit of a 5K.
Okay, that's a good point. Yeah.
And then the court says in the sentencing, in the resentencing, there are other distinctions between Sin's situation when he appeared before the court and those who are comparable to him, the average members of the conspiracy and so forth. And we've reversed most of those in this hearing. Is she making reference to other couriers?
I'm not certain, Your Honor. All I know is that the judge did make commentary at the end of the sentencing when she passed sentence on resentencing.
Were there other defendants resentenced?
Not that I'm aware of, Your Honor. I just mean with respect to Mr. Sen, she did make additional findings that based on her knowledge that, you know, even though it wasn't proven by the government that he had participated beyond the courier stage, that as a courier he still had a fairly substantial role in this, guiding his culpability. If there are no further questions, we ask that the court affirm. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McCoskey. So, Mr. Donovan, anything further?
Thank you. Just a few brief follow-up comments. I do want to point out that I believe that defense counsel did carry his burden. He submitted a very, I thought, well-written and detailed memo before the resentencing. This is docket entry 903. And he goes through on pages 2 and 3 of that memo and basically compares Mr. Sen's conduct to that of all the other participants and co-defendants. So I think he did carry his burden. And I disagree with the government that the couriers are in the middle position of this conspiracy. I don't think the court ever makes that finding. And when the government cites it in its brief, it doesn't cite anywhere to the record that was the finding. I think, if anything, the couriers as a whole are on the very bottom of this conspiracy. There's mid-level dealers above them. There's, of course, the sources of supply in Mexico. There's the people who are running this in Indianapolis and El Paso. And so I disagree. I think if the court would have done the right analysis, there's a chance that the court might have found that all the couriers, or except for maybe the top courier who made multiple trips, but she might have found that all the couriers were minor participants, and she didn't do that. And I know that she didn't do that in Mr. Sen's case.
No, I don't think that's right. I don't think couriers are normally minor participants. They're absolutely vital to the drug trade. And they do a lot of work, take a lot of risks.
Well, that's correct. And I think if you
say per se are not the minor participants.
In the court's original decision,
they operate. I mean, some of them, these people who are kind of suckers carrying, you know, inside their body or something.
Well, that's correct. In the court's original decision, it said that
people are driving and so on. This is a higher level.
The court has said before that a courier should neither be automatically entitled nor automatically barred from getting this enhancement. And so some of the couriers, maybe the ones that made multiple trips, transported hundreds of kilos, maybe they're not a minor participant. But Mr. Sens and this court made findings in its original decision, made one trip on one occasion, at the behest of Alex, who contacted him and set him up on that. And nothing more was presented by the government at resentencing to show that his role was any greater than that. So I think that the court did err by comparing him only to the other couriers and not to the conspiracy as a whole. I urge the court to just take a look at the table I have in my reply brief on pages 7 and 8. Again, the court wasn't obliged to make those findings, but I think it illustrates the analysis that it should have taken. And if it had done so, he would have had a much lower guideline range than the 20-year minimum, which I think would have changed the sentence. If there's no further questions, I'll conclude.
And you were appointed, were you?
I was, Your Honor.
Well, we thank you for your efforts.
Thank you. Happy to do it.
Okay. What will be in there?